Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt. Today's episode is about breaking the rush. Susan, I know that you and I were just recently talking about how both of us just felt so tired, like where there's so many balls that we're trying to juggle and there's just so much we've got going on that we're just really, really tired. And you had some really cool thoughts. I'd love for you to share.
It's so interesting that, of course, in my inbox, I receive an article that talks about just always feeling hurried, rushed. And it was Joel Garfinkel's work, and he's an executive coach. And it just reminded me of what our leaders go through on a daily basis, right? They're running from meeting to meeting. They're running from phone call to email to a classroom. I mean, it just, you name it, they are not slowing down. Or when they are slowing down a little bit, they are doing email and talking on the phone, or like you don't have their full attention because they don't have time to have their full attention. And often what happens is during the day, you almost feel like you're putting out fires as a leader. And so the work stacks up that you needed to get to or should have or could have done, right? And it happened to me this week. You know, I just felt like I was constantly moving from a phone call to a Zoom call to a student activity that I was invited to participate in. And it just, I could never get caught up. And so all that work that I didn't get done had to get done at some point.
Right.
So I just, it made me empathetic. It made me sensitive to what our leaders face. And in the article by Joel Garfinkel, he talked about several different things, but two that really resonated with me were stop multitasking, right? Like fully give your attention to what you need to give your attention to. Because I know for myself, I was trying to catch up while I was waiting for my Zoom call to begin. I was emailing and I was definitely responding to other things that I had to take care of, but nothing really got completed. And so that comment of complete something and then move on. I also noticed that I completely forgot to eat. And that is not a badge of courage, right? That is horrible. But how many leaders go all day and don't eat? It's not a good idea. And it's not a way to make your day better. And so that was his other thing, is quit neglecting yourself. Because we know when you don't refuel, you're not on top of it like you want to be. And so putting boundaries around that is super important. What do you think?
Yeah, I love what you're saying. As I was listening to you, I was thinking about the first thing you talked about was this idea of time blocking and how important that is to be able to chunk time up as much as possible. And I mean, I do know, I've got somebody that I'm currently working with right now that they were talking about how there were so many fires that happened. They were like, it's 6 o'clock at night and I still haven't done any of my work today. Like, I can't be done. There are things that have to be done by tomorrow. And that's just so hard because I think that is the reality of being the go-to person. But I also think that whenever possible, to try to time block and to be able to say, like, maybe there's 1 hour a day where this is just sacred. And what are those non-negotiable things that I have to get done every single day? And maybe every day from like 9 to 10, that's your sacred time. And people know that if the door is closed, unless something is burning or there is blood, like this is my sacred time. And maybe sometimes that's a journey to get to. That may not be something, maybe you happen to do that one day a week where there's a sacred 1 hour, but I think that there's a goal and something there to be able to happen. The other thing is I'm thinking about the other thing you said that really struck a chord with me is this idea of the long-term consequences of the short-term survival mode. And I think that when we are leaders and we're trying to juggle so many things, and it's just so hard to do the things that we know are good for ourselves, whether it's good for us emotionally or good for us physically, that we just know that long term there will be consequences. I mean, we have to pay the piper at some point, and we're going to be stuck in these bodies for our whole lives, and we're going to be stuck with our minds for their whole lives. And so, how do we just find a way to just be a little bit more intentional? It's not that we have to do all 20 things that need improvement right this minute, but how do we come up with one small subtle thing where it's, I'm going to drink more water, or I'm going to try to get make sure I'm in bed no later than 10:30, or whatever that is, right? I'm going to move my body just a tiny bit more, something that just begins to send the message to yourself that you are equally as important to this really, really, really important work that you're doing with other people.
I love that you use the word intentional because if we're not modeling that, then we're also saying it's okay for the other adults we're with to not always be intentional with their health or with prioritizing, right? Ourselves as well as the work. And so the challenge is as you continue to go through your day, take time to intentionally time block, take time for yourself to eat and
Right.
see if it makes a difference in your productivity in the end.
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this, and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.